I'm going to introduce Joy. Come on up, Joy. We're going to pray for her also. You know, this is the first time I've met her, but we've been talking and chatting. It's like I've known her for a while. I think Laura actually did the introduction on the beautiful sea glass, you know, because we are a work of art from God, you know. He takes us and he molds us into the shape and into the things that he wants. And I just pray that this message will be something that will be inspiring to you and will also give you a vision for your life also and bring you out of where you're at to more of an amazing relationship with God so that God can just use you in an amazing way as he's used her. And that we would just allow ourselves to be used by him. Because we're all amazing women. We're all created in his image. So without further ado, I'm going to pray for her and we're going to hear an amazing word. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you for Joy. We thank you that you have brought her here, Lord God, that you have brought her to this country, Lord God, and that you have prepared her for this this ministry that she is in, to bring people to you, to bring Muslim women to you, Lord God, that is on her heart, Lord God. And we thank you for that, Lord. Right now, Lord, I pray that you just fill her with your spirit, Lord God. Fill her with your mighty power, Lord God, and guide her every word. And we thank you again for this mighty vessel. We thank you for her, Lord God. Fill this room with your presence. Just minister to each and every woman here, Lord God. Just pour your spirit upon them and open their ears and open their hearts to hear this word. And we thank you, Lord God, because you're a mighty God and a holy God, and nothing is beyond you, Lord God. You can do all things, as we will see in this testimony. You can do all things. And we thank you, Lord God, and we praise your mighty and glorious name. In Jesus' name, amen.
First, good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. Before I share about my testimony with God and about my ministry, I have to share one thing. God knows the very hard, difficult day during the year, Mother's Day for me, because especially this time, because I miss my mom 100%, and she passed away. I hear she passed away. I wish if she's in the life. And when my friend asked me, "Oh, Joy, do you want to come for Mother's Day?" I say, "I cannot. It's hard for me to be around people." And I'm the one like to be full joyful. So when I feel I'm sad, I love to sit in my apartment. Don't be around people because I know I will be 100% make people sad. Yeah. So when Miss Cynthia called me and she told me, "Joy, put in your calendar, you will go to women breakfast and this as to for today." So I thought, "Are you serious, God? You want me to go for women breakfast? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to cry in front of people or what?" So he said, "Joy, I want you to know you have to serve me with full joy all the time. Oh. Don't let what you feel. I'm still a human. Sometimes I got sad. Sometimes I'm fighting with God. Why all these things around me happen?" You know? But now when we bought the song, I love this song. I feel, thank you, God, because you are so patient with me. Yes. You let me to come to share about my story, about how much I'm joyful with you when I was fighting with you. Yesterday I was fighting with God. And now I give him, you know, he gave me opportunity to stand. So praise God. And thank you for yummy breakfast. Thank you for everything. I think this is the big group since I start to share about my story, my ministry, and all. This is the big group I came, so This means two things. You like to hear my story, and also you love food. Yeah. So, could we start, please?
Sure.
And I asked her about the time, and she say, you have as what you want, but you have to know I love to talk. With my broken English, I love to talk. So you have to give me hint. Joy, we are tired. Stop. I will not feel bad. I promise. Again, my name is Joy. My real name is Rima. My Arabic name is Rima. And I was, as what you say in the picture, there is no joy in this picture. I was Islamic teacher. I have master degree in Islamic law, Sharia law. And my story starts with God at my my class, my Islamic class. And this means God can talk with people anywhere.
That's right.
If you see my life before I follow Jesus, you will feel 0%. This girl will, one time, she will stand and give her testimony how God changed her life. I was, as what you see here, I was so angry, mad, upset for everything around me. And one day, my friend, before I followed Jesus, he was music teacher in the same level in high school. So he said, you have everything. You have family, you have money, you are head of your department, you're a very successful woman. So why you are so angry? So in that time, I couldn't answer him. I felt, no, I'm happy. I don't know how I felt that with that. Yeah. But after I came to know Jesus, after I came to follow Jesus, now I can answer you why. When you live all your life, just you want to please God, maybe he will be happy. Maybe you will go to heaven. Maybe, you don't know. So I was praying, fasting, going to Hajj, do what Allah and Islam wants me to do. And I didn't know if I will go to heaven or not. It will make you angry inside. Come on. As example, if you have hard exam, and you study and study and study, and you take the exam, and when you ask your teacher, what the mark? Oh, not today, tomorrow. What you will feel? You will feel so nervous. So this is why I was so mad. But thank to God, this is when in Dearborn, after I came to follow Jesus. Look, I'm finally I can smile and
yeah.
Yes. Again, my name is Joy. I was Islamic teacher. I have master degree in Sharia law. And one day my lesson plan was about destiny. This word in Islam means Allah in Islam wrote everything for your life at his book. So you don't have any choice for your life. So when I finished, I heard one student said, God is unfair because he decided for some people go to heaven and other people go to hell without any reason, without any choice. And I tried to answer his object, but I couldn't. So I got so mad because I have master's degree and this boy in high school, and I was a professor in my college also. And I couldn't answer this little boy. In the same time, I have the same friend, he's a Christian music teacher. He saw me very angry and upset. And he asked me after the class, what's going on with you? Why are you angry? And I was sharing with him what my student say. And he said, I agree with your student. Because now, I'm a Christian, and I will go to hell because your God chose for me to be Christian. And you will go to heaven because as a Muslim, they believe either if I will go to hell in the end because I'm just Muslim, either if I don't pray or fast or do anything, in the end I will go to hell, to heaven. But in the first, I have to go to hell. And after that, go to heaven. So you will go to heaven? It's not make sense. I got so mad and upset from his object, and I decided I will never meet him or talk with him after that. After 2 weeks, he called me. I was absent, and he called me, and he said, Joy, why you are absent in the school? I tried to find you. So I told him, it's not your business. I told you. I told you I don't want to talk with you. So, and now you call me. And during that, he was so patient with me. I was so mad, but he said, okay. During the conversation, he said, Joy, what do you believe about my book? About Bible? So I told him, you know all Muslim people believe your book is corrupted, changed. So why you ask me this easy question? And you have, I have a master degree. He said, no, I want you to tell me. So I told him, I will tell you as what all Muslim people say. They told me your book is corrupted. So I believe them. And he told me, I think it's shame on you because you have master degree in Sharia law. And now you came and you told me my book is corrupted without either to read my book. And he made challenge. Mm-hmm. He said, if I bring Bible, could you please read it? So I told him, I will, but you will be ready to hear what I will find. And he said, yes, I will. And next day he brought Bible to me. And I was believe 100%. When I will read the Bible, I will find something to tell my friend your book is corrupted. That's what they told me. Because I was, full of this idea, as all Muslim people. And when I start to read Bible, I start from Old Testament. Because at Arabic, we from right to left, not from left to right. So I start to read from Old Testament, and I got so excited about all the story at the Old Testament. And if you know about Islam, if you read Quran, you will find same story, but at the Bible with more details. And also, I was thinking, Christianity came before Islam. So this means Muhammad talk from Bible, because Islam makes sense if you told me Bible talk from Muhammad. If you came before me, I will take from you, you will not take from me. I will follow you. So if the Bible is corrupted, why Muhammad took the story from Bible? And I was thinking, it's not make sense. As example, if you know I'm liar, you will not go to your neighbor to say, oh, Joy saying that, because you know I'm liar. So if you go to your neighbor to say what I told you, this means you believe me. So if you say, Joy say, and you, but I know she's liar, why you told me about that? So, but all what I found, it was in my brain, and I wrote in the paper. I didn't share with anyone, either with my music teacher. Just what I share with my music teacher about any a doubt about Bible or anything, just to, because I didn't want him to feel, yeah, I made her think about the Christianity, and he will push me to be Christian. I don't want that. And when I read, I think, second book of King, you will find a lot of names and dates. And I felt if the Bible is corrupted, they will never write the names. Because if I share with you story, if I know that story, I will share with you details if I'm not liar. If I share with you story without details, this means I don't want you to go back to the history to find if I'm, you know what I mean? If I'm liar or... So when I found these names, I gave more credit for Bible. But again, in my heart, I didn't share anything with my friend. I keep read and read until I read Gospel of John. When I read Gospel of John, I felt I cannot believe this book is corrupted. Period.
Amen.
Because how book is corrupted have this powerful word? How book is corrupted have this strength word to let me think about that. Mm-hmm. And especially the first chapter, if you read Quran, there is the fourth chapter in the Quran, in the Quran, and you read the first chapter in the Gospel of John, you will find what Quran say about Jesus. You will find this in the Gospel of John. So again, if we don't believe the Christianity people, why they give Jesus same what? But again, still in my heart, I didn't share anything with my. Until I think I ask him a lot of questions about why that. As example, when I read at Matthew, the names for Jesus, if you go to Luke, it's different. It's not same. So how? I found something to tell my friend about his book, you know? Finally! But he say, no, Joy, he answered me. Why? So after 2 or 3 months, I was waiting him, and what it's funny, every day when I went to his class to ask him a question, I got mad because he know the answer. And I got so mad of him, but I decided I will not go to his office, his class again. And guess what? Next day, in the morning at 7 o'clock, I'm the first one waiting him in his... And one day, when I have any question, either if 4 morning, I called him. Oh, John, his name John. John, what that mean? What that, you know? One day he said, Joy, are you serious? We already have meeting at 7 o'clock. So why you are waiting me, calling me at 4 o'clock? I say, no. You cannot share Bible with me? And makes me walk all the night, think about your book, and you won't sleep. No, it's unfair. You have to walk up. You have to. So after 3 months, he came and he said, look, Joy, you have many questions. And I'm just a music teacher. God put me at your area, at your way, to give you Bible. I don't know all the questions you have. I don't know about answer. And I give him a credit because he knows he's limited. He knows he didn't say, oh no, I want to make her a Christian, so I want to keep her and I want to try. Sometimes we do that. Yeah. We want to steal glory for ourselves and we don't care about if she will come now or after 10 years. He wasn't really... So he say, okay, Joy, I can take you to meet my pastor. And please write all the questions you have. And it will be your opportunity or your chance to meet my pastor and he will answer all your questions. And I went next day, he took me to meet his pastor. I met his pastor. I wrote, I think, around 100 questions. About the Christianity, Jesus, what in Islam, what in the Christianity, all that stuff. When I went to meet his pastor, I was ready to fight, and I know 100% I will be win. But guess what? He won, not me. Because when I sat with his pastor, I took the papers with the 100 questions. So he said, leave all the questions you have. I want to talk with you about your religion, about Islam. So in that day, I felt, oh yeah, I can do, because he's just pastor, but I have master's degree. He will not know as what I know about Islam. So he started to share with me many stories in Islam. I know these stories as a Muslim, but don't ask me why. Because as a Muslim, we cannot ask why. We will be, as a Muslim, you will be sinner if you ask why. Wow. For some subject, not all, but for some subject. As example, if you ask, I think 90% of Muslim people believe Muhammad married Aisha, or no, not believe, no. Muhammad married Aisha, his wife, he was 52, and Aisha almost 6 years. If, yeah, 52, and Aisha just 6 years.
6 years old.
If you ask any Muslim, why Muhammad did that? We don't know. So could you do that for your daughter? No. So why Muhammad did that? Why? Because he's a prophet. No, because he's a prophet, he has to be a good example for people. So this is one story from many stories he shared with me. And every time, I don't know. Because I don't want to be a liar. I don't know. So he said, look, Joy, you have master's degree, and you came, and I am talking with you about what you believe, and you don't know. And he started to share with me about the Christianity, I met him 4 hours. And after that, really, I felt headache. So I told him, could you please stop? Because what you share with me, really, it makes me headache. So he said, can I pray with you? I didn't know why I say yes. But don't touch me, because as a Muslim, man cannot touch women if he's not my father, my brother, my... So he put Bible, and he put his hand above the Bible. And he was very big, and you know, as a Muslim girl, it's hard to be with the man alone, but I didn't feel that feeling with him. I feel very peace and safe with him. My friend, he gave me rhyme and he left. He didn't stay with me, the music teacher. So I thought, are you serious? Come on! And after that, I left from his house to my house. I had many think about in my brain, about the Christianity, about Islam, what the true, what the false. If I want to use my brain, I will know Jesus is Son of God 100%. I was made sure. But in the same time, if you see in the that second, now when she will come, she will put, I have 14 between my brothers and sisters. I have my amazing mom. I really, look, I have 14 sibling. I was so successful girl. I have amazing family. I didn't care about anything except my family. I say, look, Jesus, I know you are Son of God. I believe 100%. But not after 30 years. I cannot lose my family. I cannot. I can give you everything except my family. So I'm sorry. And I forced myself to continue as a Muslim. In that day, in that time, it was so tough for me because I didn't believe Islam is a truth religion. I didn't believe that Allah, with what I know after I have opportunity to think, he's a good God to follow him. But in the same time, in my heart, sorry, I cannot give you my family. This is my family. I can give you everything except my family. Because it's still, if you to be honest, still it's hard for me when I'm thinking, where's my family? Where's my brothers? Where's my sisters? And I'm still every morning during the Bible study, open Facebook to see their picture for them, what the update, what's going on with them. And I forced myself to continue as a Muslim, but I couldn't. Because my brain say, Jesus is Son of God. My heart, I don't want to lose my family. So I think I keep around 1 week, try to pray for Allah and Islam, try to go back to Islam. And I don't want you to forget, I was Islamic teacher. I every day, going to the school, give them Islamic teacher, Islamic subject. So after 1 week, I start to cry hard. to ask God, okay, if you are really Son of God, if you are real God, put in my heart strong power to say you are Son of God. I don't care. Put in my heart to give you my family. Put in my heart to follow you. I don't want anything except you. Put this in my heart. And God showed me a dream after that. I saw myself standing at the crossroad. It was many roads, and in the end of the roads were the doors, with the different religion sign written on it. And man stand next to me, he pointed about the Christianity door, and he said, this is the way, the truth, and the life. And I entered. So when I woke up, I shared with my, as example, as usually at 5 o'clock, I woke up morning, I call him, John, guess what? I have that dream. And he was so happy in the phone. Hallelujah. He wasn't complain about, I called him 5 morning. He was, hallelujah, hallelujah. And in that day, in that time, I didn't know what the meaning hallelujah, but I know he's happy. This is what I knew. But I don't, because we don't use hallelujah and the Islam. So I thought, no. I don't want to be Christian. I just share with you what I saw in the dream. I don't want. And he said, what else you need? This is a very clear message from God to you, to tell you I'm the truth, the way, and the life. What else you need? I say, sorry, I cannot leave everything, especially my family, because your God showed me a dream. Put yourself in my spot. It's not easy. Sorry. So again, he was so patient with me. He took me to his pastor. And his pastor offered to give me Bible study. And he said, look, Joy, I will give you Bible study. And after that, if you want to come to follow Jesus, welcome, and everyone will be happy to having you. If you don't want, welcome again, and you will be stay our friend, daughters, my daughter, my sister, welcome anytime. You can just knock the door and enter. No one can close the door because you want to keep yourself as a Muslim, which makes me comfort. No one can push me to be Christian too, because they were very, very nice group. So, you know, sometimes you feel, either if I don't want to be Christian, I want to be, because I want to be part of this group, either if I don't. And after 3 months, I went to his house, and I told him, it was January 2012. I went to his house to tell him, I want to follow Jesus. He was happy and jumping. He's a very, very big guy, happy and jumping. And he said, I wanna tell you, Joy, something. This means you will carry the cross and follow Jesus. It's not easy way. I told him, I know. I thought, because when my family will know about my faith, they will ask me to leave. And again, it's hard, it's still hard for me to lose my family. And he say, you know, he doesn't have hair. So he said, you know why I'm without hair? So I told him, because you're old. He said, no, I'm not old. I say, okay, so why? I was serious when I told him, because you're old, because why you old without hair? He said, because of you. Every meeting with you, I took my hair off. Yeah, I wasn't easy student. Not just everything he shared with me. Oh yeah, okay, I will believe what he say. No, why? Why? You know, when I was Muslim, I cannot say why. So when I came to Christianity, I want to say why for everything. No, I'm serious. I was asking a lot, because I was thinking, if I stayed 30 years as a Muslim, and one day when I have Bible, I read Bible, I feel I want to be Christian, I don't want to be, after 20 years, someone to come to share with me about Hindu or Buddhism or any other religion. I got so excited and I changed from Christianity to other, you know what I mean? So I was so careful to ask every question. Why? And after that, at 2012, I came to follow Jesus. And I kept my faith secret from 2012 until 2015. No one knows about my faith, from my family, from my friend. And again, I was in the morning Islamic teacher, head of my department, the Islamic department, check everything is good at the Islam. And I was with the full cover, everything. And in the evening, going to my pastor's house for Bible study. It was very hard time. And every time when I came back to my home, I started to cry. Because I felt I was a liar. When my mom asked me where you are going, I'm in the library. And then I was in my pastor's house for Bible study. And it was a new thing for me to hide something from my mom. My mom was same my friend, so I was sharing with her everything. So one day I was, cry, ask God to. At 2015, I lost my niece. She went to college, she had car accident, and she passed away. She was almost 20 years. And what it's really makes me, before she passed away, she was healthy, and God asked me to pray for her salvation, for her to God open her eyes to follow her 10 days before she passed away. And I didn't know at that time, why you want me special for my niece? Why it makes sense if he asked me to pray for my dad and my mom because they are old. Why? And when she passed away, I felt this message from God to tell me, you have to share with people about me. Right. Don't be selfish.
Right. Wow.
I felt in that time how much I was selfish. Think about to protect myself. I was so happy. Now I have Jesus in my hand, and the other hand I have my family. And I'm a Christian, and I still have my family, so I can continue my life as that. No one can bother me. No one can do anything for me. But when my niece passed away, and my God asked me to pray for her before she passed away, I felt, I got your message. You want me to share my faith. But I was so scared to do that because I know my family, how much they love me. But as a Muslim family, the Islam gave them right to kill me. And I know I will lose them. I know, but when I hear very clear from God, go and share your faith, I couldn't say, no, I'm scary. So I called my brother. He was at Jordan. I was at Kuwait. I'm Jordanian, originally from Jordan, but all my story, I was born and grew up at Kuwait. So I called my brother. I shared with him about my faith. And I didn't know. I told him about all the doubt about Islam I had. I then told him clear I'm a Christian because I was so scared, to be honest. I say maybe if I made him think about the Islam is not real religion, he will go and he will find the result. I was scared to share. And my brother told me, don't share that with anyone because you remember when my dad saw you reading Bible, what he told you? He will kill you. So don't share that what you found with anyone. And guess what? My brother hung up with me. He closed the phone and he called my dad and he shared with my dad about what I was sharing with him. Wow. That was October 2015. From October 2015 until December 4th. My dad tried everything to let me back to Islam. He asked me during the night, I cannot sleep at his house, so he asked me to leave his house. He brought Islamic leader to answer my question, and when I told him what you say, it's not true. I don't say you're a liar, but it's not true. He beat me hard, and he asked me to leave his house. Well, it's funny. Every time my father asked me to leave his house, he knows how much I so scared from dark place, so scared. Don't ask me to. My mom, after he sleep, my mom opened the door. Joy, don't be outside. Go. She has big room with all cats. She has many cats. Go to my cat's room. And I say, no, mom, let me outside more than with your cat. It's better. But you know, she's their mom, so she wants. And when he fell asleep, she let me enter in the house. But before he woke up, she said, Joy, woke up, go out. But all what he did, I can understand that. I could understand what he did because when I was Muslim, I was same. I want to protect all people around me from to leave Islam. One day I remember I saw my sister. I was Muslim. She had cancer. She was under pain and all that stuff. I went to hospital to visit her, and I saw her reading Bible. I got so mad. But because she was so sick, I couldn't do anything. Just I asked her, do you know what you are reading? She said, yes. I told her, do you know what we believe about this book as a Muslim? She said, yes. But you know what I know also? I know what you all tell me is corrupted and changed and all what you believe. But what I believe, when I read this book, I could sleep without pain and medicine. So go and do what you want. I don't care. So in that day, I went to her friend, a Christian friend. I was fighting with her. I told the police about her. So all what my father did was, I could understand that. Except at December 4th. At December 4th, he called me and he said, Joy, we will go to Islamic Center. And we will let them answer all your questions, or I will let them kill you, and we will finish this story. I really got you. I try everything with you, but you want to stay Christian. So I was smiling as usually. My mom was crying, and when I saw my mom cry, this means something really, because my mom, she was very tough mom, you know. So I never saw my mom cry except that time. I never saw her cry. And her life wasn't that easy life. So when I saw her cry, I feel, Mom, it will be okay. Make food, we will come, and we will have dinner with you. And she said, please, Joy, don't go with your dad. Please. I say, Mom, he's still my dad. I know he will not let them kill. Because he was a very, very good dad. He was really my favorite one, more than my mom in this earth. If you ask me why I'm here, because my dad. If you ask me why I'm happy, because my dad. He was everything for me. I came to be Islamic teacher because he was very strict Muslim, so I want to be as him. This is my goal, to be. I memorize all Quran because I want him to be happy. I want to Islamic school, and I remember because of my dad. So I told her, Mom, he will not give them permission to kill me. Forget. We will go and we will come back and we will have dinner with you. So we went to Islamic Center. We found the Islamic Center closed, so I got happy. But when we came back, he took the road. It's very dark, broken road, and I was so scared. So I told him, "Why you bring us from this road?" He said, "Because the other road is broken, and the other road they fixed the other road, so they closed the other road." So his van. This is a very tough in my really. His van stopped, and the three men came, don't ask me from where. They beat me hard. They broke my back. In the end, they ripped me in front of my dad, which I'm still, if you need to be honest, I'm still cannot believe. I'm still trying to understand what happened, but I feel, is that really with me happen, or and I'm still have bad dream, for that. I still going to counselor every Wednesday for that. And it was 3 times, and now 1 time. So this means I'm better than before. And after that, he took me to his farmhouse, not his real house, his farmhouse. And this is why I really love to share my story, to give God glory, because he's amazing Abba. His amazing father. He never forget his children. He never. Sometimes when we have difficult time, we feel, where are you? Where are you? I leave everything. I left everything because I want to follow you, and look what happened. But when he took me to his farmhouse, he bought gas, and he want to burn me. In the same time, my mom's cousin, which from God, this man to be at the farmhouse, I think I saw him 2 times. One in the past, and second time in the same. We found my mom's cousin, and he pushed my dad. He say, what's going on? Are you crazy? Leave her alone. And my mom took me to, in that day, they broke my back. And it was bloody. So I told my mom, I think I will die. I was believe 100% I will be die. And he didn't stop for, he broke, because I just broke my back. No, he put me in the room. It's not allowed for me to eat or drink or use restroom. He took my car key, he took my cell phone, and if I want to eat, I have to find any food from trash, or it was horrible what he did. And again, I love to share my story because our father, he's amazing Abba. My school, because I was head of my department, they called my dad. They asked my dad, where is Joy? We need her to sign about the certificate for the degree for senior people, senior students. So my dad asked me, give me your passport. Because if he has my passport, this means I will never skip from Kuwait. So I gave him my expired one. And this is from God, because usually when you renew your passport, they took the old one and they give you the new one. But in that time, they forget to take my old one. The Jordanian embassy forget to. So God was, he knows, I will need this passport. So I give my father my expired passport, and I keep my real one with me. And I skip from his house, a farmhouse, to my pastor's house. I told him about what going on around me. What I was so sick. I was believe 100% I will be die. I was believe 100%. Don't ask me. It will be. I will be in the life after that. Or no. Either if I will go to hospital. It was horrible. After that, my pastor connect with everyone out of Kuwait to ask them who can take care of Joy, special with my broken back. I was walking, but hard. So Pablo, could you please put the other? Pablo, which the people of the book Lutheran Outreach, this ministry I serve God with now, my pastor knows about Pablo through the other missionary from Saudi Arabia. My pastor helped this missionary to go to escape from Saudi Arabia to Kuwait, from Kuwait to U.S. So now she served God with Pablo. My pastor called this missionary and asked her name Sarah, if Pablo can take care of me. Because as U.S. embassy there, they need someone to guarantee they will take care of me. Because with my broken back, I need 100% someone to support, and I couldn't stand at that, at that time. I need that. So Pablo say, if she has passport, if she has someone to take her to airport, we will help her. So U.S. Embassy, when they hear that, and also, again, our Father, His amazing Abba. Man from State Department, Washington, D.C., came to visit Kuwait, just to visit his friend. He heard from his friends and in the church, English church, about me, about my story. So he said, I will help her. He came and he said, I will help you. So I say, I know I will die. So don't do anything. And he said, look, Joy, I will help you, but I need to hear about what they did. So he took some information, and after a week, he gave me from U.S. Embassy visa paper. It's not visa, it's paper, it's called parole visa. They give this visa one above million, this visa. And he gave me his business card, and he said, Joy, when you go there, I think they will confuse. They will not know about this visa. But give them my business card, let them call me. So I told him, I was smiling, I told him, do you think if I go there and they ask me, they don't understand, they ask me to go back here, do you think I will do that? I will sit on the floor crying. I will never let them send me back. And after that, when I came here, and U.S. Embassy sent my pastor's wife with me to take care of me. After that, at 2016, Pablo tried to help me with my back, but I didn't have health insurance. And so at 2016, someone helped me for health insurance, and I had surgery on my back. And now I can play soccer. Last summer, I'm serious, at BBS, I play with the children at Dearborn Soccer. I said, oh, Mitchell, you play soccer? I said, yes, I love to play soccer, but once a year we can play, not every time, with my back, yeah. So after that, this is about Pablo. If you want to know about Pablo, I have here a brochure about Pablo. So if you want, you can come and you... you will, because I have 50. I thought, this is first time for me to come to find more than 50 ladies in the breakfast. So I'm serious. Usually so if you want to know, welcome. I can't pass it, but someone will take, someone will not take. So I don't want to feel I ignore you. Not ignore you, but I don't have more than 50. Again, every time I got 50 and I took some back with me. So the first time for me to find all this group. And after that, after my surgery, Pastor Gary, his director at Pablo, came and he said, Joy, I need you to serve God with me at Dearborn area. So because what my family did, I thought, I cannot be around Muslim people, because I thought my problem with Muslim people, not with the Islam. So I told him, no, no, no. I prefer to work at Walmart, any place, right, more than to take me to Dearborn. So he said, look, Joy, please come, and I will be with you. If you don't feel safe, I will listen to you and I will send you back to the office. But I feel you know about Muslim. You speak same day language. I really need your help. So I went with him at Dearborn. And guess what? Guess what? Now, my favorite day, I got so happy when I know it's Monday, so this means I will go to Dearborn. Because as what you see here, it's some group from sewing class. Every morning at Monday, I have ESL, English as a second language, and sewing class. We try to make these classes in many different locations, not just Dearborn, because this is the door for us to having people come. So this means we will be friends with them. We will share with them our faith. I cannot go at Dearborn in the street to tell people Jesus is Son of God. They will kill me, to be honest. There are 90% Muslim people at Dearborn. So when they came, they cannot stop you when you want to share, oh, today is Easter holiday. Do you know what that means? And I start to share with them about the resurrection story. They cannot stop me. This is my church. You come to my church, so this means you have to hear what I want to tell you. This is what, yeah, no one can complain. And sometimes when I start to share with them my faith, they say, also in Islam, we have peace. We have. So one day I got mad when they told in Islam is a peaceful religion. So I told them, look, I hate to say that, but this peaceful religion give permission for people to broke my back, and I let them see. I still have star here. Amen. This peaceful religion give permission for people to break my back. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't fight with them. I didn't bother them. So after that, after this is sewing class. This is the lady. She's a neighbor. She's from Lebanon. And at sewing class at ESL, we have students from Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, Jordan, Iraq. We have four teacher volunteer. We have two levels: beginner people, beginner level. Because some people, some Arabic people, don't speak either one word in English. I was same when I came to America. I was zero when I speak. When they asked me to, you want to go to America? I say, oh no, I want to go for any country they speak Arabic. So it's not safe, Joy. You have to go. We want to send you very far so they will not catch you. Go. So when I came here with, now I still have broken English, but I'm much better. So this is, we love to share our faith with them during when they are doing something. So this is in at I think family night. This is Syrian lady. I met them in the Arabic store. I love from after my sewing class finished 12:30 around 1 o'clock. I love to go to Arabic store, just walk and pray. So one day I went with Pastor Gary and what this lady, the girl say, oh, are you Apo Helen? Helen's father. So my pastor said, I have three daughters, but no one from my daughter's name, Helen. So after that, we came a friend with them. They came and they came to family night every other Monday, and we share our faith with them. This is Syrian man. Also, I found him. He came to Atonement Lutheran Church. He doesn't speak English. Pastor Gary doesn't speak Arabic because he's an American guy. So he said, please, Joy, could you understand what he wants? So I found him. And this is why usually when I share about this story, I told the man, you have to be, to make sure your wife happy so she will take care of you. Because I told him, do you have any number? Do you have any address? He said, no, but my wife gave me this paper. So I found the address. So I told him, you're lucky because your wife is a smart wife. So I took him to his house, and I found they don't have furniture. They didn't have furniture because they arrived at U.S. 2 weeks from that day. So I called people. We say, we need help in the church. So Peace Lutheran Church at Shelby Township, they brought full furniture for them. Wow. And they don't pay for that. They don't, you know, when you clean your home, you put, oh, I don't want this bedroom, so I put this bedroom in my garage. I don't want this kitchen stuff, so I put that in the garage. Right. So everyone collect what they, so they clean their garage, and we help this family. So we have two benefits. And after that, after 1 month or 2 months, they called us. I called them to ask, are you okay? Do you need any help? The man say, it's hard for me to ask about money. I need to support my family. So I asked him, what kind of job you could do? He He said, I can make a clause. So I asked people at Peace, no, St. Paul and Arbor brought the sewing machine for him and brought this gram meat for his wife. So now his wife makes Arabic food, he makes clothes, and they support each other. So now this is our goal in my ministry, to give them skill, to help them to stand in their feet. We don't want to make handicap, because we don't want to... Anyone likes easy life. Right. I like if I sit in my home and someone give money. I love. And just if I want to come to breakfast just to eat food and have fun without to... I love to do that. But it's not... Don't make me handicapped.
That's right.
So now they support each other. They came every other Monday for family night. And yesterday the lady called and she said, Joy, you know this time in the year they have fasting month. So they eat at 8:30. And she said, Joy, we need you to come and you will have meal with us. So I told her at 8:30, I will eat rice with the angel in my dream at 8:30. So I can come and have fun, but without anything. Thank you. I cannot stay until 8:30 to eat. Why? So, this is minister to women. Either, as what you see here, it's this lady, she's not handicapped, but she needs a lot of help. So every Monday, I go to her house to clean when my back helped me, if me to be honest, because I'm still sometimes my back. But does it help me? Went to her house, clean her house, do shopping, and sometimes she feel boring. I told her, okay, I can't take you. So sometimes she came with me when we make... It's hard for me, but I cannot... I love to do that with her. And one day, this lady, I was thinking... She called me and she said, Joy, I don't have any place to go. The owner in my apartment asked me to leave. And she has two children. So I told her, okay, look, I have small apartment, but I can have you and your children, but it's small. You will be at the living room, I will be in my bedroom. And she said, yes, oh, it's okay. And she came 1 week. It was a good time for me, to be honest. But I think my neighbor was pray one time they will leave because we make a lot of noise. So I think, yeah, I think they just was thinking, when they are, will leave, because you really... This is when I do some shopping for her. This is the lady from Saudi Arabia, this girl. The girl shared about me with Pablo, with the ministry I serve God. This is Arabic Bible study every Friday I have with the Muslim children. This is the two kids for the lady. We have this book, the Lutheran Heritage, translated from English to Arabic. So it's a Bible stories, and in the end of the story every time, you will find the questions, and they love questions time. Okay. They love, and after that we have ice cream time, and as example, sometimes one day, what they did, they put salt, and they give without to tell me. And they gave it to me. Miss Joy, this is... I feel, oh, you are very nice today. Why? So I told them, look, I don't believe you guys. I know there is something. So be honest what you are. I said, no, Miss Joy, please try it. So when they forced me to try, I felt. So I just try a little bit. So I say, I know now, but I will pay that back to you guys. So every Friday we have this, and really I enjoy it. This is Monday. Usually we have ESL and sewing class. Sometimes the ladies brought their children. And at the same time, I love to translate, but don't ask me to. I'm zero with the sewing and that style. I really zero and don't have patience to put the thread in the... I'm zero. So I told them I prefer to talk to children and share with them our faith more than... I'm a good teacher, but I'm not... So this is during when they are waiting the moms to finish the sewing class. They are here is sharing as every other Monday at family night we share our faith as the level. So as example, I talk the younger children, Pastor Gary, the youth, and Missy Grace. She talk the women, and this is how we do. And this is at Easter. I love to every Easter to invite Muslim people. We color egg and we share resurrection story and we hear what their questions they have in their mind. And sometimes because I'm a Muslim convert, I got so mad from some questions. And Pastor Gary say, Joy, you have to be patient and you have to remember when you called your friend at 5 o'clock morning to ask him about that. So you have to remember that and you have to be patient. They say, okay, but it's hard. They ask. So yeah, I'm still, please pray for me for this. I'm still. This is family night. This lady as a volunteer, she came and she shared with the games. And after that, when she left, we talked the children, Pastor Gary and I, and we played together. And Missy Grace talked the women, and we have dinner together in the beginning, and they pray. And after that, for the children, we have verses from Bible, and they memorize these verses. They are Muslim. Last Monday, we had Pastor Gary told me because I wasn't here; I was in Minnesota. So Pastor Gary told me it was 7 Muslim family and 5 American. And this is what it was like. We are one group because one time I felt we give all things for Muslim people. How about our people, Christian people? So I told Pastor Gary, no, we have to make something for Christian people. And now either the ESL and sewing class for everyone, not just for Muslim people. This is this boy, his name is Mustafa. Last VBS, he came to follow Jesus. And now he's a student in my Bible study. And what it's funny, every Friday, but he hide this from his mom. Every Friday he say, Miss Joy, this mean I'm a Christian? Yes. This mean Jesus is Son of God? Yes, Mustafa. This mean I will go to heaven? Yes, Mustafa. Every Friday before we start, he asked me. So one day I told him, look, Mustafa, I'm not a patient person, to be honest. So I will put in a t-shirt special for Friday for Bible study. Your name is Mustafa. You will go to heaven. Jesus, Son of God. So we will finish all your questions because you find this in my t-shirt. And he say, okay, Miss Joy. Yeah, please pray for me. I'm not a patient. I was teacher for high school, so you know high school. You will not take care of the high school, same the children.
Right.
I love children, but a lot of time I feel, oh, come on. Don't ask me questions. Have you time? You ask me these questions. Stop. But I didn't share anything with him. I didn't, because I don't want him to feel, oh, Miss Joy got mad. But I feel inside, oh. So please pray for me for that, for my day. This is VBS. Every year we have VBS at Atonement Lutheran Church at Dearborn. Last VBS was 150 Arabic Muslim children. Before was 200 Muslim children. Please pray for them. This year we have at July. If you want, welcome any, at July 27th. If you want to come, welcome to see, and also with the family night. If anyone wants to come at family night, just call me, and welcome to come to family night, meet people and talk with them, and they will be happy to, and I will be happy to see you there. And this is please pray, God use all what we give them as a message to just open their eyes. Not just 3 days they hear about Jesus, and after that, we don't know where them. Some of them, yeah, we found them after that, but between 200 Muslim kids, we find just 30 now, so it's not. So please pray. Yeah, this is cooking class at Dearborn. I love to cook. I was sharing with you. I love to cook. So one day I feel, let me do something. I really enjoy it. So for the women. So every third Saturday, we have cooking class at Dearborn area at Element Lutheran Church. Every time, someone cooked for other one. As example, this time was at Jordanian time, so I was making grape leaves, let's call it. Mm-hmm. So if you see here, I'm so excited here because these ladies, they are from St. Paul Ann Arbor. She came and she tried. She said, Joy, you did it very fast. And I think she tried 5 times. And after that, when she made it, I feel, oh, yeah, finally. Finally, you did that. So, welcome if you want to come. Just give me a call and welcome to, we will be happy to having you. This is the group LWML. I serve God with. This is why I was in Minnesota 1 week to talk with them about my story, my ministry, everything. My ministry means Pablo, at Dearborn area, and what God doing through us. And also that group was a mission trip. If you want, you can come as a mission trip at Dearborn area. I will take you around Dearborn area for ESL, sewing class, sit with the student, talk with the students, and in the end, I can take you for Arabic lunch, and we will go after that to visit Arabic family. And usually I love to take my group in Arabic store and let them know how I can start conversation with people in the store. Because as American people, you are not shy, but your culture, you cannot go to someone and they say, oh, hi, how are you? Do you find what you... You know what I mean? But as Arabic, it's okay. It's okay if you go to... So sometime I do that with the group, the mission group. So this group came from Minnesota for this reason. I'm sharing my story. I told you I love to talk, so every time I talk, I don't stop talking. So people say, look, this is Pastor Gary, with the pastor I serve God with at Dearborn. And again, Dearborn, it's one center from many centers. I have a center at Warren, center at Rochester Hills, and many locations, not just at Dearborn area. This is at St. John, where I am. I'm here. We have mission. It's a trip. As a friend, we go there because in this class, you will find many people. They are very educated. They don't want English. They just want a friend. So we share with them our faith, and they are not Arabic. They are from German, Italy, China, there are many countries. So we share with them our faith during go out as a trip, during cooking. We have every third Friday, we have cooking class for them. So some group cook and some group have English. And because I'm still learning English, it's very hard for me because I don't know where I'm. They have to give me English class. I don't know where I am in that class, but you know, I say, okay, guys, I'm here just as a friend. I know you don't want me here, but what are you going to do? This is one of mission trip. This Syrian family also, I found them at VBS, and we took the information. I went there to their house at Dearborn. I found they need many furniture. I called, and Beast Lutheran Church also, they have fall for 4 families in that day. We went to missionary trip for 4 families. It was Saturday. We visit 4 families. We pray with them, and every family shared with us why they are here and what is difficult for them to be at America. And the people from Peace Lutheran, they shared...